NATO anthem doesn't often get an airing in Serbia. The Alliance's bombing of the country in 1999 is still fresh in many people's minds. But Serbia's been increasing its cooperation with NATO in recent years, and it's just made its boldest step so far by holding a NATO disaster response exercise. For good measure, Serbia also hosted the organization's Secretary General. I asked the country's president, Aleksandar Vučić, if he wanted to change people's perceptions of the alliance.
It's all about emotional issues, mainly because of 1999 and because of Kosovo issue. This is something that we need to work on, and we do improve our cooperation. After a while, we'll have to put things more on a rational foundations, and it will happen.
Both sides are at pains to emphasise the non-military nature of the exercise, and NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg insists that he respects Serbia's long-standing policy of military neutrality. But there's been much turbulence in the Western Balkans recently, from allegations of Russian interference in Macedonia and Montenegro to the election of a Serb separatist to the presidency of Bosnia. Mr. Stoltenberg says that means it makes sense for NATO to strengthen its cooperation with Serbia.
NATO is here to build partnerships to prevent this region sliding back into the past with open conflicts between people and nations in this region. The partnership with Serbia has become more important is the fact that we have seen some tendencies towards returning to the very strong nationalistic rhetoric of the past. And we have to avoid that.
I'm sure you've seen the graffiti on the walls of Belgrade when you've been here. There's still very strong feeling against NATO. What can you do to help change those feelings, do you think?
I think that's partly about recognizing that many people in Serbia still have painful memories about 1999. I have today expressed my condolences to all those who lost their loved ones. I think we need to recognize that this is a difficult part of our history. We should not forget about it, but we should not be held back by history. We should be able to look into the future and work together, and that's exactly what we are doing.
Participants from Serbia and NATO member countries are indeed working together here in Mladenovac, about an hour outside Belgrade. They've already staged a rescue from a car crash, and they'll be working on an earthquake scenario during the 4 days of the exercise. The man in charge for Serbia is their head of emergency management, Predrag Maric.
I am very, very honored and proud to see almost 2,000 people right here in Belgrade. It's the biggest exercise in the NATO ever. I'm not a politician, you know, I am a professional, and for me it's a huge, huge step ahead in the coordination between the country, including the coordination between the Serbia and NATO.
If you look, for example, where Europe was 20 years after the Second World War, or the world indeed, you had Tokyo hosting the Olympics in 1964. Yeah. Germany was winning the World Cup. I mean, yeah. People were friends quite quickly. Can you see things like this helping to move on now after 20 years?
Yes, of course. It's a huge step, you know, for the relationship between Serbia and NATO.
Take a walk around Belgrade, and it's easy to see that people here will find it hard to change their views of NATO. I'm standing in front of a mural which depicts a stealth fighter and a flaming Belgrade skyline, underneath the slogan in Serbian, "Never in NATO."
This positive campaign and the strategy, like we have witnessed today, is going to be overshadowed by another 350 days when we shall have this negative campaign.
Jelena Milic is the director of Belgrade's Center for Euro-Atlantic Studies.
If NATO and Serbian society remain oblivious or strategically silent to this, it's going to kick us very hard, because Russians and Chinese, with the support of certain elements close to Serbian government, are going heavily to exploit the forthcoming 20th anniversary of beginning of bombing. Russians are not hiding it. They are planning to make several documentaries and some art films, and Chinese are jumping in on the wagon as well.
Clearly, changing Serbian perceptions about NATO is going to take more than one disaster relief exercise. But perhaps it's still possible that rather than the 20th anniversary bringing recriminations, reconciliation might be in the air. Guy Delaunay, DW, Belgrade.